Do we need to take a formal decision to adopt?
I don't believe so. Yeah, we can do.
Yeah. Okay. We've got it. Yes. Yes, can we vote on that one? Those in favour, yeah.
Now number six, Newport Harbour Safety Management Plan 2018 to 2020 draft. That's paper E. Safety Management Plan. Newport Harbour Authority is the harbour authority for Newport Harbour. Its jurisdiction is from Folly Inn South up to C Street in Newport. Newport Harbour is obliged to comply with national legislation, in particular that concerning health and safety. The Marine Safety Management Plan encapsulates the key elements of Newport Harbour safety management system. A more comprehensive overview of the structure, management and maintenance of the harbour's safety management system and Newport Harbour's compliance with the code, the PMSC, in support of this plan is contained within the SMS manuals. That's the safety management system manuals. Held at the Harbour Office and at County Hall. The aim of the plan is to provide detail about the management measures in place and to set measurable performance targets. The code requires the development and maintenance of appropriate policies, plans and procedures.
I'm not so sure. This is very much something that's here for a point of reference to show that we have actually produced a plan and that we are working toward the plan. I'm not quite going to take questions on it. I think it's more than likely as we move forward with these meetings that health and safety will be a specific agenda item. And we will discuss particular issues that we feel we need to inform you of or we require a decision of. And I think it would be very much this document that we refer back to. But this is really on here to, as a noting document, if you will. But more than happy to take any questions on that. Certainly, the group has been working hard to produce, something we've always had. And something that Dave has recommended to us that we have, and we won't be able to be Port Marine Safety Code compliant without that. I don't know if Dave has got any specific issues you want to comment on that.
You may remember, just before you nodded off to sleep when I was briefing you last, I was talking about the Ten Commandments, and about number five down that list was a plan. This is that plan. And it really here, what your plan should be here, because you're not compliant, then how you're moving towards compliance and that sort of thing. So you probably will want to, this plan is something you ought to approve. You as the board, if I may suggest, should be approving the plan and your policies. And then after that, it rains down to the guys over here to implement those. But this plan and policies is setting out how you wish it to, what to happen. It's an important document, and it's one that's normally, it should appear probably on the website, etc. And certainly, it's a public plan. It should be a public document.
Yes, as I said here, the SMS manual is held at the Harbour Office in County Hall, so public can view.
Initially I think we were down to have this to note, but I suppose there could be a recommendation that you approve this back to that, or we defer that to the next meeting. I think David is right, it does need to be approved.
Certainly, I've noted problems with agreeing that before we approve the plan, any plan is something which is always subject to change anyway, and this is a good start. I do have, and this is probably something we put on a future agenda, and it relates to paragraph 3.21 and 3.22 on the energy improvement. We, sitting here, collectively and individually, have responsibility at the moment. Our paperwork here says Newport Harbour, but I suspect we have it for the other two as well, whether it's written anywhere or not. And on 3.22, it says that our responsibility duty holders will ensure that enough resources are available to discharge their marine safety obligations and set the level of dues accordingly. So that would mean that we would need to look at two things. Firstly, an estimated cost of implementing and managing this safety plan and by implementation safety plans for the other two partners eventually. And secondly, the dues for this harbour and eventually the other two harbours, in other words, the level of income that we have available to pay for the cost of implementing and managing the safety plan. If we don't have that income available, then obviously we have to make recommendations to the council as a whole for additional finance to cover it. Everybody's nodding.
David, yes.
Welcome to the poo trap. In all honesty, there are many municipal harbours who the actual harbour itself is a large loss leader and does need some form of cross-subsidisation. Your income, I imagine, is coming mainly from the Folly, and I don't know how much you're getting out of Island Harbour. I think Island Marina, or whatever it's called, is, I know it is not, maybe the income generated it ought to be. And you've got a little bit of freight coming in, and I don't know how much you're chasing that to get some form of some form of fee from shipping freight through your arms. That's anchored, and you've also got your juice coming from your house, I suppose. But you might, I really can balance the books between that and your staff on a day to day basis, year by year basis. It's something I haven't got myself involved in. However, I rather imagine you wouldn't be able to cover your capital costs through that means. So, you mean that's things like wall repairs and those. And that's why, for instance, getting rid of what I can call these small harbours with small incomes onto somebody else is always very difficult. I've tried to get rid of one before, and the diary we were asked for was, you know, was similar to national debt sort of thing, a very large amount of money. So I think there are two ways of looking at this. Is the day-to-day running versus the day-to-day safety management system. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if you're putting the air one way or the other, because you have got a few ways of getting some money, including conservancy from freight, which I don't think you're chasing at all, you might be sportsbury. And again, setting those rates, but you've also got to be careful of setting the rates so high that, and particularly you as council, which is different to a commercial port, of course you've got political input into as well, which makes it more awkward to be draconian about the fees. But I think for your capital expenditure, you are like many ports, both commercial and trust, who've got walls sort of falling in things. You only have to go somewhere like New Haven and you'll see all their east side walls falling into the water because they can't put them, and all those put beacons around them so the ships drive around it. So I'm afraid I can't give you any real sucker here, because as you already realize, income side is very difficult, and you are in a particularly different position being a council, being able to squeeze hips too hard.
Thank you. Anybody else have any comments, questions?
Well, and I know we have an item 8, we're looking at future agenda items, but that would certainly be something that we have on a future agenda item, which will be effectively a profit and loss account for Newport Harbour. I would suggest that while we're putting that on the agenda in anticipation of something, kind of look for responsibility to sit somewhere for Ventnor and Ryde, and whilst our accountants are working on the profit and loss account for Newport, I would suggest to do the same thing for the other two, and we could have them in advance. That's perhaps for Maisie to note for the future agenda.
I see from you that you already do something like that. There's something going, like you've got that going. You've got a good handle, I think, from the day to the year by year, by kind of design side of them. I'm sorry, I'm going into areas that I shouldn't know about, but I mean, that's quite
a lot. I can confirm that our accountants will already have that information. It is simply that it needs to be tidied up in a fashion that can be brought before this committee.
Alex, do you have any to add on?
Yeah, I'm decided as a tax report, it produces an annual return anyway. For the two factory reports in terms of Ventnor and also in terms of Newport. But we've also, well before the news group meeting, we also have that as a regular item on the agenda, so we report finance at the user group meeting as well. So it would not be too difficult to do that here. In fact, it should be done here first, which is that we haven't had all the form until possibly until today.
Has anybody else anything to add, questions?
I think the Chairman would have suggested that he wanted to formally approve the plan, which would be something to propose in second.
Yes, thank you. Yes, could we formally approve?
Second that.
Yes. Okay. We move on to item 7, which is Newport Harbour